More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
Well, for our listeners in the Portland market, our big event at the Bing Lounge just around the corner, CRE Kickoff 14, a huge list of speakers, including Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group, and WFG National Title. We'll also hear from Michael Lortz, who we heard from off the top of the show. He is a partner at Geffen Mesher. Also, Jeff Meyer, Meyer Group Architects, some great insight in Portland, and coming up at the Seattle Summit at the Rainier Club in early February. More on that in the weeks to come. First, though, let's talk commercial real estate, particularly the apartment market. It remains absolutely white hot across the Portland-Vancouver market, even down into Salem, as we will learn from Joseph Chaplick at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. We've had Joe on the show quite a few times over the past few years as our expert in the multifamily market. For those of you considering your first investment in apartments, choose wisely. This is a very different market than many other commercial real estate properties you will encounter. Very different animal. And at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, quite frankly, that's all they do. They refer out other business, other types of commercial business, other residential business. They're not trying to be the jack of all trades. They focus on one type of property, and it's the apartment market. And as I mentioned, and as you probably know, it remains white hot, not only in Portland, up and down the Willamette Valley, and across Puget Sound. As household formation starts to take hold and the economy continues to improve, I sat down with Joseph Chaplick to talk about that and many other factors impacting commercial real estate, particularly the apartment market. And back with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, we've got our big commercial real estate kickoff event coming up January 23rd at the Bing Lounge right here in the heart of Portland. And Joe, one of our featured speakers, and Bubble Talk. That's what everybody's wondering about. That's what he'll address at the big event at the Bing Lounge coming up in just a couple of weeks. But this weekend, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to tease you about that. And it's interesting because we have this Bubble Talk, Joe, because there is plenty of information out there to back up the fact that that's not the case, right?
Exactly, Brian. There's a lot going on in the market. The year just ended. People are excited about going into 2014 ownership of apartments with the talk that we see in town. Everywhere I look, I see an article somewhere about Oregon, somewhere about Portland. The rental market's tight. There's good things going on if you own an apartment building.
Let's talk about some of these articles, because you're seeing this not only in the Portland area, but stories across the nation talking about people moving to Oregon. I was not aware of these statistics, Joe. It's pretty impressive.
Well, we have a blog on our website, and we keep current on all the latest articles that are being written, anything in the market, Portland, the apartment market, financing. And so on Yahoo, there was something I caught the other day, which actually had a statistic about more people moving to Oregon than any other state in the country last year.
That's remarkable, too. I mean, you think about it. We do lead the country in something, at least, and it's in migration, which is amazing.
Well, you know, and it's funny because they talk about how obviously a lot of people are moving to the Northwest and getting out of other parts of the country. But we already knew a lot of people come to Oregon. There's a lot to offer. It's a great city. You have lots to do in terms of the ocean, the mountains, Seattle. You can get to Canada. You can get back down to California if you're from there. But more than 61% of all the interstate moves made in Oregon were people moving into the state last year. And that was the number one state in the country.
No wonder the freeways are so jammed out there. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, joining us here on Business Briefing. So not only that, but we're also seeing some other information from the local market here in terms of what's going on with apartments. And we'll talk more about the construction in a little bit, but it's really interesting when you get different perspectives nationally and locally, isn't it?
It is. And when you look at what's happening in the city and, you know, Oregon Live or the Portland Business Journal, you know, they write articles. They're always talking about the high occupancy here in Portland, the high demand to the apartment market with low supply. And that leads us to the Bubble Talk, you know, of course, you know, all the new construction everyone talks about. And we'll get to that later. But when you're really looking at the volume of people here that are renting, the average apartment close in, you know, it's on the market for 8 days and it's re-rented. the vacancy rates are low. We'll get the statistics later, but you know, the Oregon Live talks about how hard it is to find a good apartment building because they're in such demand.
Yeah, I think it's not only that way we hear this in the residential real estate market and the resale market, but it's very true in the apartment market as well. And you look at, you know, the squeeze on single family across this market really pushes people into the apartment market who might either want to get out of that market and move up. And then that, of course, has downward pressure on other folks living in the apartment market. I mean, Joe, you know it better than I do, but you talk about household formation with kids coming out of high school, going to college, kids coming out of college, you know, getting their first job, or, you know, as the economy picks up, they are now getting hired across the Portland market. And we're not just talking baristas. We're talking all sorts of jobs that are available, and there's no place for them to live. It's crazy.
Absolutely right. There's a lot going on in the West Side because that's where the jobs are, the large companies. You also have, you know, something going on in the inner city. And we haven't talked about this yet, but they're called micro units. And they're building these, you know, 200, 250 square foot units that are like small studios that people are renting because they're getting a higher dollar amount price per square foot for the rent. But they're putting a lot more units in a building because most people are younger, don't need a lot of space. So they're going into, they're called micro units.
Wait a minute. I'm no math major, but 250 square, so you're talking 10 by what? 25 or roughly 12 by 12. No.
They're called micro units for a reason.
I'm not very good at math, as you can tell. So, okay, so small units, I mean, that is tiny, and those are renting.
It's kind of the new craze right now. They're doing that in close-in, southeast, northeast. You know, they're building small units, brand-new construction, and they're filling them. There's a demand for it. There's a demand for any apartment out there. When you look at, again, the Oregon Live talks about how hard it is to find an apartment building. There's low vacancies. There's high demand. They are building new buildings, but you know, there's just a high demand of people that are renting. And now you look at the who rents. There's three real classifications. There's the Class A buildings, the Class B buildings, and the Class C buildings. And the Class A, of course, has the newer look and the higher rents. And then as you trickle down into the B's and C's, you know, you have a lower rent and maybe a little outer area as you get into the C neighborhoods. But you know, the Class A stuff, that's the brand new buildings that are getting the high demand on rents, is rising all the other rents as well because there's room to move. So people that are in the B and C neighborhoods are ending up paying a little more rent. And, you know, again, they're hard to find. The vacancy rates are low. But you do have the housing market that plays effect into this. And when you have more people buying houses, those are typically the people coming out of the Class A brand new buildings that are spending $1,200, $1,500, $1,800, yeah, $2,000 a month for mm-hmm. rent. They can afford a mortgage. They're going to go buy a house.
Yeah.
And so even then, I don't see a huge downturn in the occupancy rate. And we're probably a few years out for that.
Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. He'll be in our commercial real estate kickoff event at the Bing Lounge in just a couple of weeks. We'll tell you more about that at the end of the show and more on next week's show. And this is the hottest market since 99. Is that right, Joe?
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can look at the data. And so, yeah, in one of the statistics, you know, the market's hot. You have a lot of, again, high demand, no supply. It creates higher rents. The tenants are driving that with paying what landlords are asking because there's nothing out there to get. Now, there's reasonable prices, of course, but we're at the above market rates in most of the close-in good locations. And so, yeah, to answer your question, the volume of where we're at on occupancy, transaction volume, and just demand, it's been, you know, the highest since 1999.
And great insight, as always, from Joseph Chaplick, founder of Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And I bet you didn't know, not only offices in Oregon, but also Washington. And now they've opened an office in Arizona. The market is booming down there as well. Not quite as much as it is in Oregon and Washington, but now three states served by Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, the professional approach to apartment investing. We're not done with Joe. When we come back, more of a preview of his upcoming presentation at our big event at the Bing Lounge. That's up next on Business Briefing.